Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
With me right now is Dr. John Delatorre, licensed psychologist. I want to talk with you and have you take a listen to a phone call here in just a few moments from Buster and Alec Murdaugh after the trial. Lots of things to break down here. Some new developments, some new publicity, if you will, about to drop, and stories from behind the scenes of this public circus that we saw earlier in the year. There's a new documentary coming out on September 12th with new interviews from Buster and several others in it. It's called The Fall of the House of Murdaugh. I'm, for one, very curious to see what that interview is going to be like with Buster. From what we've seen about this, what we've heard with some interactions back and forth after the trial, where do you think that Buster is standing on the case, the accusations, and the conviction of his father?
Probably annoyed. If I'm in Buster's shoes, I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed at everybody. I'm annoyed. I'm upset. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. Right, at everyone. And certainly my father. Right. I'm certainly Alec Murdaugh for sure.
Yeah.
For putting me in a position where all these cameras will not go away. I can never be anyone or do anything ever again without someone knocking on my door, asking me, "Hey, did your dad do X, Y, and Z?" I am all the negative and vulnerable feelings that ever exist all of the time for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. I'm curious to get your reaction to this. We're going to play a phone call. It's about 40 seconds in length. It was a quick interaction between Alec and Buster. This was only 2 months ago. It was after the trial had concluded. And they seem to be discussing some sort of meeting, possibly with Jim Griffin. Take a listen and give me what your thoughts are on this.
Hey, I don't have a whole lot of time. I just boarded a ferry to get back to the Hilton Head Island from the bus.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to call. I was supposed to call you while you were with Jim about this meeting. But anyway, how about text him and let him know I'm trying to call him?
Okay.
Did he talk to you about that, about the things that I told him?
No, I can't really understand you either.
All right. I'm gonna leave word with Jim, and he'll be in touch with you. Love you.
All right.
I'm proud of you. Thanks.
There was a lot that was happening in that phone call. What's your take on what you just heard?
I had said annoyed from before, but I also have to remember that Buster, his age development would also suggest that he would want some distance away from his father as well. I mean, even if his father hadn't done anything, I imagine the phone call would probably be somewhat the same, that his father would be desperate and in this weird way, kind of manipulative, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I love you. You know, I'm proud of you. Like that's it. It seems forced, and it seems like Alec wants those same words reciprocated back to him.
Yeah.
And so, even if nothing else had happened, I do think that Buster would probably have had the same responses, like thanks. But it's also coupled with whatever else that is going on in the time in which this phone call is taken. It's also all of those things as well. So not only is it developmentally, I want distance from my father, but it's also my father's doing some pretty bad stuff. I'm finding out a lot of this bad stuff. And I just, if I never talk to him again, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah. I mean, and for Buster's sake, I mean, obviously the outside looking in, it would be easy to say that, like, just move away, go somewhere where you're not going to be, where you can start fresh for your own good. Because of the horrible things that your father has been convicted of doing. It certainly did not sound like a son who's, you know, at the father's beck and call of like, oh, such an injustice has been done towards you. Let me help you any way, shape, or form. And Alec doesn't sound like he's missing a beat. He sounds just like business as normal.
Yeah. No, totally. But I've never viewed Alec as someone who was totally and completely insightful. And by that, I mean, understands the long-term consequences for the decisions that he's making.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Buster, I also never viewed him as someone that was so desperate for his father's attention that he was just going to, he needed to be there because that's his father. And that's, to me, that's understandable that he's sitting in the gallery on the side of his father because he needs to be there because that's his father. But I never viewed him as someone that was going to go that it was going to go deep. Like he wasn't going to take any of the responsibility. There are some people that probably would have, that he was never going to be that person.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.